Now, what do you call those things that have a real strong odor and they make your eyes water?
Oh.
They're sort of a, it has a strong odor and it makes the tears come to your eyes.
Oh, that's pepper.
It's in the dark.
Pepper.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah, pepper.
And then these others now are kind of round like that. And they're, when you peel the skin off, it's kind of like a papery covering. And it'll make your eyes water.
Well, it's,
there are different kinds of them. Sometimes they're real good when they're real tiny and young.
That's reddishes.
Pardon?
Reddishes. Reddishes.
Right. Well, yeah, reddishes will do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, there are these kind of long, they're kind of white, and they taper on up into a green stem, and they'll grow in the garden, and they have kind of a real sharp flavor. And they're using salads and stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, I see some.
Yeah, yeah, all right, fine. Now, what are some, what kind of vegetables do you like in soup? Just plain old homemade soup. What kind of vegetables?
Oh, I like tomatoes and I like the potatoes, onions. Yeah, and carrots.
Makes a pretty good vegetable
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fine. Now, if you leave an apple or a plum around, it'll dry up and...
Right.
All right, fine. Now, the kind of vegetables that come in large, leafy heads.
That's cabbage.
All right. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Dip them out.
All right. What do you call the kind of large, flat beans that you don't eat in the pod?
You
get them out of the pod. What kind of beans are they?
Butter beans.
And the kind of beans that you eat pod and raw.
Well, that's
the pod and the whole front.
That's green beans.
Perfect. All right. Now, you take the tops of turnips and you cook them and make a mess of...
Turnip greens.
Perfect. Now, what is the green stuff that you put in salads?
Well, and that's lettuce.
Perfect. And if you have two bunches of lettuce, you say you've got two
heads.
Perfect. Yeah, we're moving on. We're moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You have, say you have two boys and three girls. You have blank. Now, I don't know if you use this term or not in referring to the number of heads involved
yeah.
or not,
yeah.
but some people do. Do you ever speak of them as many, so many heads?
Well, that's just five heads.
I got five heads, right. Okay. Now, if he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children. Had a... Can you think of any other way of saying a lot of children?
Yeah, you have a lot of children.
All right. Can you, have you ever heard the word castle? Had a whole castle of children.
A whole, I heard of a whole, bunch.
Yeah, bunch or flock or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, a bunch.
Very good. All right, fine. Now, the outside of an ear of corn.
Well, that's the shell.
Fine. All right, then. And what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
That's roast meal.
Very good. And is there any different term that you use that when the corn is specially tender? That's the term you use.
Yeah.
Very good. That's the one I use in Cadet.
Yeah,
so we share on that one. What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
That's top of it.
Very good. And the stringy stuff that comes out at the end of the corn shock?
That's the silk.
Fine. Wow.